let me take you back to that story that that broke just a short while ago about the National Consumer Commission fining the Ford Motor Company 35 million rand for the Cougar SUV fires. And there have been about 7,000 complaints in this regard, a number of vehicles bursting into flames. And we're looking at compensation for consumers affected by the fires. That compensation will amount to 50,000 rand per complainant. Let's bring into the conversation Joseph Silolo, Director of Prosecution at the National Consumer Commission. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Mr. Silolo. So let me just start with this. How did you come to the figure 35 million rand after the investigation you conducted?
Afternoon to you and our listeners. After we conducted the investigation, we had to take several issues into account. That includes the, as it is required by the law, we have to look at the level of cooperation that Ford would have given during the investigation. And as you may know, the purpose there, it's not necessarily to put a business out of business, but to correct the wrongs. So having taken all of those into account, the figure of 35 million was the appropriate figure.
Right. And that is what you fined them, if I understand it correctly. But the compensation amounting to 50,000 rand each is a figure on top of the 35 million. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. That's a figure on top of the 35 million.
And how many complainants will benefit from that if they choose to take it up?
Okay. It is everyone who had the specific Ford Cougar spontaneously combusted.
And do we know? All right. Do we know how many of them there were?
Yes, we do know the ones that were brought to our attention, and I believe the number in front of me should be about 56. That we had.
All right. Okay. So, Mr. Silolo, tell me this. We're looking at the investigation that you carried out. What were your main findings?
Okay. It was essentially found that Ford has contravened the CPA by providing a vehicle that was at the time unsafe and was not fit for the purpose that it was intended for.
And you've made reference to the cooling system in particular and a failure there. Is that where you believe the problem lay?
Yes, indeed. The investigation did reveal that the problem arose from the cooling system of the vehicle.
Right. Look, I know you're not you're not a motor vehicle expert, but let me ask you this. Does this open the way for any kind of further prosecution, the particular findings in your investigation?
Please repeat the question.
Do the findings of your investigation open the Ford Motor Company up to any other litigation in South Africa potentially?
Yeah, in terms of our law, should an entity, anyone, be found to have engaged in prohibited conduct, once the tribunal issues the certificate, anyone who has been affected by that can then approach the High Court for a claim for damages arising from that. So that's why even in the settlement itself, there's those options where the consumer might elect not to accept the 50,000, but proceed to prove their damages.
Right. But to be clear on this, the Ford Motor Company, as I understand it, hasn't taken any responsibility for these fires.
They, in fact, have. Since the beginning of 2017, they have been assisting consumers. There have been consumers who wanted to trade in their cars, but at the time, the value of the Cougar had dropped. So Ford would top up the difference. And that, I can give you a figure, they spent 77.8 million on that trade assist. So they have been taking a responsibility.
But did they... Sorry to come in there, but do they admit that the problem with the cooling system is what resulted in these fires?
Correct. They do, because that investigation, they also did conduct the investigation into what actually caused the fires, and that's why they were able to do a recall and to remedy the problem with the specific vehicle.
All right. Okay. Well, so that changes the picture quite a lot in terms of Ford's response to it, because, of course, we remember that interview with Jeff Nemeth in which they were denying all responsibility at all. So according to you, that has certainly changed.
Yes, because the fact that they even agreeing to a fine, it is an admission of a liability.
All right. Okay. So I suppose the only remaining question is, what process, does someone follow if they've decided it? Does a complainant follow if they've decided they don't actually want to accept this 50,000 rand? They would like to continue to pursue legal action, perhaps.
Okay. There's two options that are left. They can then go the dispute resolution route that will be headed by senior advocate Terry Mutau, and then that they can then try to prove their damages there. Or if they do not want to follow that route, they will then have to instruct their own attorney and proceed to court.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Joseph Silolo is the Director of Prosecution at the National Consumer Commission.